Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is running the WebSphere Transformation Extender Java API examples in the Eclipse-based Design Studio. Today's presenter is Paul Brett. Paul joined IBM in 2005. Working in the AIM application and integration middleware division as team leader for the IBM WebSphere TX customer support team in EMEA. He has day-to-day contact with customers both internal and external at all levels. Paul has acquired over 9 years of product knowledge, having supported the WTX product since version 5. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Paul.
Thank you, Joseph. Hello and welcome everybody to this WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. I want to thank you all for joining me and hope that you find this session both interesting and informative. Let's review the agenda for today's session, which is on slide 2. Today, I will be going through the steps required to run the Java API examples using the IBM WebSphere TX Eclipse-based Design Studio GUI. I'll give a brief overview of some of the benefits of using the Eclipse Design Studio to run the examples. Using screenshots, I will explain how to create the project and set up the environment ready to execute the examples. Although many of you may be familiar with importing artifacts, I will quickly run through how to import both the Java source code and the underlying WTX objects used in the execution. Then comes the main event, actually executing the first Java API example. At that point, I'd like to highlight a couple of potential problems that you may encounter and how to get around them. The session will be rounded off with a short summary, followed by a few pointers to some further reading and sources of online help. And finally, we will have a Q&A session. If we could please move on to slide 3. Okay, why would you want to edit and execute the examples in the Design Studio, as opposed to using, say, Notepad and the command line compiler and execution commands? Well, the Eclipse-based GUI provides as-you-type error highlighting. In addition, with just one click, results can be seen immediately in one compile and execute step. Let me illustrate that point with a screenshot. Please move to slide 4. Okay, so here you can see that I've laid out the Eclipse Design Studio panes in such a way that I can see everything I need at once. Let's review the highlights and follow the steps. 1. I can make changes to the map rules. 2. I can make changes to the Java code. And in fact, 3. Basic editing of the input file is also possible. 4. I use the appropriate run button. And then 5. The results can be immediately seen in the console window. And 6. In the output file. Okay, that's enough of the why. Let's move on to the how. Please move to slide 5. So we're starting off with an empty Design Studio workspace. We need to first create a project. Rather than just using the standard new extender project, we need to choose something else. By right-clicking on one of the navigator panes and choosing new, the submenu shows an Other option. By the way, this can be done on either the Navigator or the Extender Navigator panes. Please move to slide 6. The new project wizard is launched and displays the project types available. There's quite a large choice of project types, but the one we're interested in today is in the Java subcategory and is called simply Java Project. After clicking the Next button, the project is given a name, and then choosing Next again will bring us to the Java settings. These are most important. They need to be edited. Further details can be found on the next slide. Slide 7, please. The new Project Wizard Java Settings window contains 4 tabs: Source, Projects, Libraries, and finally Order and Export. The tab that needs changing is Libraries. As you can see, by default, there is one reference to a jar library. We need to add 2 further references for the WTX Java API examples to work correctly. There are various ways to do this, but the way I'm going to highlight involves clicking the Add Variable button. Please move to slide 8. There may be as many as 6 variables defined already, but we need to configure a new one using the Configure Variables button. Click the New button and give the variable an appropriate name. Here you can see that I have used WTX83. The value of that variable needs to be set to the root path of your WTX installation. Please move to slide 9. Once you have the variable defined, you use the Extend button to add the individual required jar files. These are bpxpi.jar and m4java.jar. It's the same 2 files for both WebSphereTX 8.2 and 8.3. Please move to slide 10. After adding the variable and extending it twice, your Libraries tab should look something like this. As you can see, in addition to the single default reference, we now have 2 further references. Click the Finish button to complete creation of the Java project. At this point, you will be prompted to switch to the Java perspective. I recommend you click Yes at this point. Okay. So now you have an empty Java project, and the environment is set up so that you can run the Java API examples. Now we need to add those examples into the project. I shall walk you through the import process, starting on the next slide, slide 11. From the Package Explorer, expand the project tree and right-click the SRC folder. From the pop-up menu displayed, choose the Import option. This will start the import wizard. Please move to slide 12. From the Import wizard, please choose the File System Importer from the General section. Then click the Next button. Please move to slide 13. Browse to the directory shown and import all .java objects. There should be between 9 and 12 .java examples to import. You will notice that the Into Folder section has been completed for you already. Click the Finish button. Please move to slide 14. Your Package Explorer, once expanded, should now look like this. All 12 of the .java files have been imported into the project. This completes the import of the Java objects, but we also need to import the WTX source files. Use the perspective buttons at the top right of the screen to switch to the transformation extender perspective. Please move to slide 15. Once in the Transformation Extender perspective, right-click the root folder of your project and choose the Import File System option. This will again start the import wizard. Please move to slide 16. Once again, you need to browse to the directory shown, and this time you need to import all map type tree and input objects. There should be 4 type trees, 1 map source file, and 3 input files, one of which is a gzip archive. Once again, you should notice that the Into folder section has already been completed for you. Click the Finish button. Please move to slide 17. This completes the importing of the objects required for my demonstration. We're almost there. Before we can execute the first example, which relies on a compiled WTX map, we have to first, 1, open the map source file from either the Navigator or Extender Navigator pane, 2, select the appropriate executable map from the Outline or Composition pane, in this example, Test 1, and 3, build that map using the Build button on the toolbar. Please move to slide 18. Now the next step is best accomplished in the Java perspective. Use the buttons at the top right of the Eclipse Designer to switch to the Java perspective at any time. Let's review and highlight the following steps. 1. Open the Java source file, example1.java, from the Package Explorer. 2. Use the drop-down toolbar button to select the execution method, run as Java application. This drop-down only has to be used the first time. Subsequent executions can be accomplished just by clicking on the green circle / white triangle toolbar button, highlighted here with 3. Please move to slide 19. Upon execution, the console pane will be displayed and/or updated to reflect the standard out output that would normally be seen at the command line, highlighted here, circled 1. Additionally, the Package Explorer will be updated to show the newly created or updated output file, highlighted 2. The last point to note is that if you have that file open in a pane, that content will be updated as well, highlighted 3. Please move to slide 20. At this time, I would like to highlight 2 potential pitfalls. Firstly, a standard installation of IBM WebSphere TX 8.3 or 8.3.0.1 will not install the examples by default. I do believe that this has been addressed in 8.3.0.2. 8.3 and 8.3.0.1 users can address this shortfall by performing a custom installation and manually choosing to install all components, or specifically the examples. Secondly, should the step for adding the 2 references to the WTX jar files be skipped or completed incorrectly, you will receive many warnings in your imported Java code, as shown in this screenshot. Floating the mouse over the red error markers in the margin of the example1.java edit pane will show you that the Eclipse is unable to resolve the included references. This can be addressed by right-clicking on the project root in the Package Explorer and choosing Properties. Recheck the Libraries tab in the Java Build Path section. The examples cannot compile or run if Eclipse cannot find the dtxpi.jar and m4java.jar libraries. Please move to slide 21. That's it. You can follow these steps to set up and execute the Java API examples from the Eclipse-based WTX Design Studio. I have shown how to set up and execute example 1 only. The examples come with a readme.txt, which you can review to allow you to execute examples 2 through to 9. As shown previously, you can set up your environment and Eclipse screen panes to show the map design, the Java code, and the input-output all at the same time. Assuming, of course, that you have an appropriately large enough screen, this will give you that instantaneous view of the output results of your design changes. Please move to slide 22. This chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. The events link on support pages points you to webcasts and conference information. DeveloperWorks offers an in-depth technical information and forum area to discuss specific product topics. Visit WebSphereUserGroup.org to link up with the global WebSphere community. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And the My Notifications link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. I want to thank you for listening. I would like to now pass you back to the Technical Exchange moderator.
Thank you, Paul, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Sandra, we would like to open the lines for questions.
It looks like we have no questions at this time, sir.
Thank you, Sandra. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.